The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
We're happy to take your calls. 52232955. That number again, 52232955. All your reaction to this one. Thanks to Melissa and Wendy who have given us a call. Anything off the tweet or text line, Benny, before we go to the break? What have you got for us?
Hit
refresh, Benny.
Which one's that?
That's refresh is the one that goes with the circle at the top there next to the two arrows.
Oh, hang on.
Jeez, I tell you what, talking about working with...
Oh, that one.
That one, there we go.
As hot as a farmer's beard at burn-off. Oh, Tom liked that one from Collingwood. Tom must obviously be a Geelong supporter. We've mentioned this a few times, but he loves texting in. I'm tipping he's a one-eyed cat. So off the Twitter, Kingy, there's one there that we can't read out. So somebody is... not obviously happy with something that's going on there.
Yeah, well, no, not talking about us.
Job done. Tony Clark just saying the job done, which it was. And a long season of footy. Daz Bronco suggesting recognise Zach Smith is a Cowboys fan. Emmett Smith, fair chance. How about them Cowboys? Congrats to the Smith family. Changing his number to 22. So,
yes. Don't think Mitch Duncan's giving that up.
Yeah, Joey Ann, win's a win. Blew some cobwebs out on a soft deck after a bye. No injuries. Men look good. Atkins played well. Stengel starred. Skipper got a bit of it. Cam Guthrie and Isaac Smith were good. Cooper keeps improving. Grime was poor and lacked intensity. Yeah, I probably have to agree.
Yeah, it wasn't,
he and out of that game, the two players that did struggle were Myers and Dalhouse. They were Geelong's lowest possession winners. They both had 7. 3 effective for Dalhouse, 4 effective for Myers. They had 1 shot at goal between them. It was a point to Grime Myers. Dalhouse laid 5 tackles. Myers laid 1. Dalhouse had 2 inside 50s and Myers had 1. So those two players. The other one obviously there is Francis Evans MP. He was the medi sub for Geelong who wasn't used.
He might get it. Opportunity next week.
Was Gary Rowan back next week?
Well, he would be, actually, yeah.
So one of those players, you would think Dalhouse or Myers, depending upon which way they want to go, would come out of that side, and Rowan would come in.
Casting the mind back to last year, I reckon the first game against Richmond was the night that Cameron Hawkins and Rowan kicked 15 goals between. I think it was 6-5-4. So I think they'll be keen to get Rowan into that setup against Richmond, where Noah Balter got hurt on Thursday night, so it'd be interesting to see.
A period of time.
Yeah, so that's a blow
Dusty's
for them.
Dusty's back.
It's going to be a cracking clash next Saturday.
Hasn't quite been the Dusty of old, though, has he?
No, but gee, I tell you
he's
what.
He's still handy, but he's not tearing games apart.
But like around 18 or 19, he might be rolling into some good form. And
continuity in his game, yeah.
Yeah, that's a concern for the opposition. Sandman Mattress
Factory. Would that be bare root season quarter. By then?
What no, it still is. Start? No, that is actually underway right now.
Is it?
Bare root
till when?
I think it runs through winter. Get you prepared for your sort of springtime festivities with the garden.
Do you need to pop down and get your shrub of choice?
201 Townsend Road in Moola at Wombat Gully Plant Farm. You are an idiot.
No, I've got some green thumbs, Kingy, that can just do anything with soil. So I can't wait. I didn't know that. Does that start on the 1st of June, does it?
I don't think June 1. I don't think it's like a horse's birthday on August 1. I don't think it's definitive start to it.
So you can just start whenever you like.
It's probably timing for it.
It's got to do with the moon.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm going to get home tonight and just plant some extraordinary stuff.
Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They are made to outlast any other. Benny, we're going to get to you in a moment for the stats for Curse High, but we have to have a look at the head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers and wrap that up. And in the end, well, it was Cameron versus McGovern, but it became a bit of a non-event in the end, Kirsch, unfortunately.
It did, unfortunately, for McGovern. He went off with his sore ribs, and obviously we don't know how bad they are, but look, it was going to be a good contest because Cameron was having a bit of a go there, and then McGovern was getting a bit of ball behind the, some intercept possession himself. So, yeah, it was... turned out to be a fizzer.
Yeah, it did. GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. With more than 40 years in the insurance industry, Managing Director Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. Thank you to Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers. Our head-to-head, in the end, probably a nil-all draw because of the injury to McGovern. Curse High, your local hire company since 1982. Benny, they've got all the stats and some key numbers from out of the contest that maybe tip the advantage Geelong's way.
Yeah, they had 11 more inside 50s Geelong. They had 9 more clearances. Tackles were split 55 apiece. The Cats also had more contested possession, 123 to 105. So they won a few of those key statistical areas. Uncontested possession, ironically, was split 220 apiece. Not often you see that. Possession-wise, Geelong had 16 more, but that can be a pretty misleading sort of stat. Individually, Cam Guthrie led the way for the Cats with 25. He also laid 13 tackles. Tom Atkins continues to grow in the midfield, 24 possessions. He had 5 tackles and 4 clearances to go with that. Selwood had 24. He was really good, Selwood, particularly after halftime. Smith, 22, the man we spoke to post-game. He kicked a goal as well. Tui, 21. Menegola, 20 and 2 goals in his first game for the year. Cameron, 19 possessions, 1 goal, 1. And Stengel, really good. 15 possessions, 3 goals, 2. The other one, obviously, of note, Tommy Hawkins kicked his 700th goal. 10 possessions, 5 marks, 3 goals, 2 to Tom Hawkins. For the West Coast Eagles, Gaff, 27. Redden, 24. Yo was pretty good, 22. Duggan, 21. Hearn, 20. And Sheed, 20. So some big names there. Gaff, Redden, Yo, Duggan, Hearn, and Sheed. Then Shuey also had 20. Barras, I thought, was arguably nearly their best player. I know Hawkins has kicked 3 and a couple of Cats got off the chain, but geez, he was really good, Barras. He took 10 marks. Jermaine Jones, the former Cat, was good as well. 17, provided some run. And Cripps, 16 possessions, kicked 2 goals. So the other battle of note was De Koning, played on Josh Kennedy. De Koning, he had 10 touches, 4 marks. Obviously not about possessions for a defender. Kennedy had 13 possessions, 4 marks, and kicked 2 goals too. So he certainly didn't have his pants pulled down, but would have learnt a lot playing on a player the calibre of Josh Kennedy, who's been an absolute star for the best part of 17 decades in AFL football. So the other one too we have to mention is he went gone absolutely Rhett Bazo. So yep. There is a new expression now, you don't go Ken Bruce, you go Rhett Bazo. And until, unfortunately, and Rhett Bazo, he had 7 possessions, so he didn't get to call going absolutely Rhett Bazo too often. But hopefully down the track, Rhett Bazo becomes a real feature. A real feature.
Real household name, Betty.
I hope so, because I think it'll take off. Because you do recall Ken Bruce when he...
He's gone completely mad.
He went completely mad. He went so mad that at one point his sister Madonna, remember when his sister Madonna had to take over? And it was Ken dressed in drag. It was quite extraordinary. Don't you recall that?
No, is that how mad he went?
Ken Bruce went mad. Ken Bruce got mad. And then his sister Madonna had to take over. I'd say YouTube it. It's fantastic stuff. So McGovern went out of the game.
Is that after you watched a Franco Cotto
film? Yeah, no, he's in North Melbourne at Footscray. Hold on, Franco. Comprati a Franco Cotto. Frank had some really just sort of lovely subtle furniture, didn't he? It was quite extraordinary. But
we got a bit Rhett Bazo in here at the moment, I think.
I think we've gone Rhett Bazo. So anyway, that was it. King, what else do we need?
Just the Kerr's Hire stats, Benny. That's good work by you.
Yeah, that was good.
Your local hire company since 1982. Before we get to the Steamatic standout with Kirsch, Port Adelaide 12-10-82 defeated Sydney 8-11-59, and we're underway in Sydney with the clash between the GWS Giants and the Western Bulldogs. Score update from that clash this evening. Just waiting for a refresh on the local computer screen, which is just 19-14, the Dogs leading the Giants 20 minutes into the first quarter. Werribee defeated Geelong in the VFL, the Cats 7-7-49, lost to Werribee 16-16-112. Great news for the Geelong Falcons, 15-11-101, called the Cannons 9-5-59, and a young winger named Kershaw going okay tonight. Today, your young fella, Matty,
yes,
going all right?
Apparently had a good game. I watched a bit of the live feed, and the feedback I've been getting via messages from people said he had a great game, so good to hear.
Now, what on Liam? Only a bottom major too, isn't he?
He's 16, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a great effort. In the BFL, winners today, Motowari, Torquay, Newcombe, Anglesey, and Drysdale. In the GFL, Grovedale, St Mary's, Leopold, St Joseph's, and Colac. And can tell you right now that we do have a game underway, which will be probably in the final quarter at a guess, between South Barwon and West, and it's tight. West 51, trailing South Barwon 60. And in the GDFL, winners today, Geelong West, Bannockburn, Thompson, East Geelong, Belmont Lions, and Imberley. Steamatic Standout, that's for Leopold Sporties, by the way. Leopold Sporties, your complete family venue. Steamatic Standout, they've been delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Kersh, who is your Steamatic Standout this afternoon?
We're going with Cam Guthrie today. He was fantastic all day, and he ended up with 25 disposals, but more importantly, 13 tackles. He was a beast around the contest, and what I liked about his game is 50% of his possession was offensive, 50% of his possessions was defensive. So he was working both ends of the ground. His transition was fantastic, and he just tried all day, and he was fantastic for the Cats.
Yeah, he was. He's playing really good footy. He's getting a little bit more dangerous too. So he had 11 contested and 6 marks, four clearances, 13 tackles, five inside 50, so pretty good game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Steamatic standout, of course, your disaster restoration experts, thanks to Steamatic.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.